Come on.
Can't we get that for the opening? Yeah.
What is that?
Limp Bizkit.
Keep rolling, 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 rolling.
Yeah.
Attack Vehicle Remix, I believe, was that version.
Okay, well, I think we've started the show. I don't think...
Tell me what you're going to do now.
Tell me what you're going to do. That late 90s, early 2000s new metal was... Whoo, looking back.
Never got better. Never will.
It's
so funny that Limp Bizkit was like the biggest band in the world.
Were they?
I can't imagine that happening. Yes, they were fucking huge. They were like festival headliners.
Oh, and after like so much good, I mean, not to be a Gen Xer here, but after so much good, like grunge and like whatever you think, like, I feel like it was, you know, I don't know, the just sort of interesting music at least. And then it just like... Yeah. Pulled its wings off. I don't know. It just made something.
Well, I mean, there's a direct line from like, you know, something like Nirvana or whatever to Creed and Puddle of Mud.
Yeah.
It's not even like generations later. Puddle it's like a mud. Year later. These out there just dog shit.
Yeah. Like these guys just went and listened to Pearl Jam and were like, this is fucking awesome. Like, let's go start a band.
Yeah.
Oh, this is Fred Durst, the director of The Fanatic. Well,
oh, yes. Yes. Which you should check out. There's a Limp Bizkit shout out in that movie.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, John Travolta's like, oh, Limp Bizkit. You ever listen to these guys or something?
So cute. So cute. Yeah. I was new metal kind of missed me. I mean, so did all of pop and most current rock. I was just listening to my dad's the 20th Century Best Of albums I had for The Who and the Doobie Brothers. Over and over again.
Taking it to the street.
That should sync up well. Yeah. Brian, do you want to intro the show?
We should clap, huh?
Oh, yeah, we should clap. Let's clap on air.
Yep.
For the folks.
All right. On three. One, two, three.
Oh, Brian, you shouldn't count along, I don't think.
I don't know why really I participated.
Yeah, it's fine.
It fucked up the whole purpose of the clap.
We're in the groove. We're talking about new metal.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's I'm like, very... well versed on
those it's like when people I don't know like crappy people like the same band you do or like you know it's like oh you like that too maybe I don't like it as much.
I'm there's a guy I worked with at the liquor store at Costco who once came up to me and was like, hey, you listen to Disturbed? And I was like, no, not really. He's like, well, they broke up today.
he had to tell somebody.
He was just blindly searching for anyone to share this with.
He was a cool guy.
He was feeling it.
Yeah, but it was just like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that, man. Ooh, ah! Hey, shout out to that guy though. That singer, I can't do that.
Of Korn? Yeah.
No, what? Disturbed.
Oh,
ooh, ah.
Oh yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
It's hard to do the.
Remember when one of the Linkin Park? Yes, one of them died, and people started posting their condolences, but like everyone was prefacing it, at least my timeline, with, while I was not a fan of their music.
Oh, yeah. It's like, well, what were you a fan of?
Yeah, like the just office. That he was a famous person. Like,
everyone's got to be hurt when
a celebrity dies.
He was in one of the Saw movies. Maybe that's what they were.
That's pretty cool. Maybe
said. That's I don't know. It.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
That was a weird one. A lot of people my age were like, I guess they had just never stopped listening to Linkin Park or something. Like, I listened to them. They're the biggest thing in the world when I was in like seventh grade. Yeah, I had that.
That'll do it.
I had their first album in seventh grade, and I don't think I ever moved past it. Or I don't even think it followed me into eighth grade. I think already in that, age, I was like, moving on.
They
felt like I had good taste.
I didn't have good taste.
Yeah. I loved Korn. Well past that.
It's funny, like, what becomes, like, quickly uncool. You know what, like, just...
Yeah.
I don't know, it's interesting.
No one was telling me Linkin Park was uncool. I just kind of
Yeah, okay. Your own, like, your own personal
is,
taste.
This
yeah.
is pretty lame.
That's a pretty good eye for culture to be able to see it while you're in it. Because well, most people again, didn't. It's not again, a taste thing, I guess.
Well, after that, Korn was still my favorite band.
The closest so, I came to Linkin not, Park. You know. Yeah, well, the closest I came to Linkin Park was having Remember the Name by Fort Minor on repeat, which that's the guy, right? That's, what's his face? Chester Bennington? I don't know. It's the, it's because it's 10% pain and 15% pain and yes. 100% reason yeah. to remember the name.
Oh.
There's like a string sample. Yeah, I was playing that all the time on my Zune. That
cool,
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Really?
I would like pick one song and listen to it constantly.
That's like my school. That was he was way old for you.
No, I know. I don't. It wasn't. Yeah. There was no rhyme or reason to it. It was like Sir Mix-a-Lot, Fort Minor, The Cars, and
sure, why not?
I don't even and maybe Modest Mouse, maybe a few Modest Mouse songs. It was a I don't mm-hmm. my musical sort of pedigree is so fucking weird and stupid and meandering, and I didn't really listen to more than one. I would like fixate on a song and I'm like, oh, this song Jerk It Out is the most important thing to me in the world right now, and
jerk
I have
it
to
out.
And I have to yeah, have you heard that song?
And you jerk it out.
Who is that?
I do not remember.
Little Caesar okay. or
Little
something.
Little Caesar or something. Yeah, yeah. Pizza, pizza. But like, I remember like coming home from school and I was just like looking through like LimeWire and weird fucking backdoor like download sites. And I'm like, I got to get this on my SanDisk now.
Yeah.
And it would just like, I don't know. I would just fixate on it. And it wasn't until like a few years ago where I was like, oh, I can have like a diverse music taste that extends past one album at a time.
Yeah, yeah, I like the opposite. I used to get like, I mean, I always kind of was like that where I'd fixate on like one album or song or whatever. But then like there have been periods where I'm like, I need to expand. I'm going to, and I've found like great stuff. And then lately it's just like, I'm just going to listen to the same shit I've been listening to for 10 years. Mm-hmm. I don't need anything new.
There's apparently some research that after a certain age, like your ears just like, or something about your hearing or something, but like you just don't like newer music. Like you just,
it makes sense.
You're just like,
makes sense.
And yeah,
I got one of those warnings the other day. It's like, your average listenership has been above the advisable volume. We recommend you turn it down. And like, there's no way faster for me to go like, fuck you. Yeah. You can't tell me. I was on a plane too. I was like, I'm going to drown out all these other people as much as I can. The plane, Patrick, where I watched Bill Burr's Old Dads. I didn't watch
over someone's shoulder.
Did not get a word of it. Did not need a word of it. Hey, Brian, this is Bill Burr's directorial debut.
Okay.
And it seems bad. It seems really goddamn bad. But I had my tunes playing real loud during it. So maybe I got mm-hmm. the wrong impression.
And it wasn't playing on your TV. You were watching it through the seats.
Yeah,
right?
Across the aisle.
Someone else's. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but that's how I watched. It was like a Pixar Luca. It's like Call Me By Your Name, but for Fish Boys.
Yes, I remember. Yes,
I'm not really exaggerating that much. That's like pretty close.
Call Me By Your Name for Fish.
Okay, I'm gonna
Instead
write that down.
Peach, it's a dirty old conch.
Call Me By Your Name for Fish Boys. This is just
so wait,
the
Bill
titling the episode.
The Bill Burr movie wasn't good. Was that the point?
I mean, it looks like every Netflix movie. It has like that slick widescreen sort of like. I don't even know. They're all like colored and shot the same way on like
they just run
cameras,
it through
the
Netflix filter.
I don't,
yeah, like
I don't
Marvel
know what
movies.
Does that, but like it's hard to put my finger on why it looks like that. It's like some big budget comedies, like
yes,
like Game Night and stuff like that. The Jason Bateman comedy genre of film, but like I don't know. I read a review too. I didn't just watch it silently without subtitles on a plane. I did do that, but I also read a pretty damning review about how it's basically like. 350-year-old guys complaining about how you have to be woke now. Yeah. And there's like grievances about
so
electric
true,
scooters.
So true.
You do have to be woke now.
So true.
They're not even that old as far as dads go. I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't
that's
watch
a pretty
it. I feel
standard
like I
dad
can't,
age.
I feel like
that's
I can't
a.
Get into it.
Yeah.
51, that's not an old dad, is it, Brian?
How old's the kid?
I don't know. They seemed like young kids.
That's an old dad.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It's the point of origin.
Because you got to do math. Like, what are the? Yeah, like.
Right. That's Mick old. Jagger, old dad.
Robert De Niro,
old dad.
No, they're way beyond because they're like, 10 years from the grave and just had babies.
Does De Niro? He's still having kids.
Yeah, he just had a kid.
What? Isn't he like 80? Yeah, he's
no, you're
80.
Thinking of Pacino, Al Pacino.
No. Robert De Niro just had a kid.
Oh, still getting it done.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
My man, upcoming mover, Joker Folie à Deux.
Well, and there's that,
coming back?
That Larry King picture of him and his two, like, teen sons are like they're really God. Young. He's Have like, you love my sons, Caleb and Chase. And it's like, they're never going to know you.
Yeah, I thought it was his grandson, but I think it was just like a very young son. Have you seen when it's Larry King interviewing Dave Rubin and he stops him midway through the interview to take a call from his son, who I think is going to a high school baseball game. And he's like, hold on 1 second. Yeah. Okay. 1 second. And it goes on for so long. It's the most disrespectful thing I've ever seen. And it's even funnier that it's his son that's like 75 years his junior. probably more, honestly. How old was he when he went?
Larry King, pretty old. Was
he like damn old.
Like 100?
Damn, remember when they sent Robert De Niro, someone sent him a bomb?
What?
You remember that?
Vaguely.
No, I don't remember that. Also, yeah, Larry King was like 90.
Larry King, 87.
Okay.
It was like a bunch of people who were critical of Trump or whatever. Somebody like sent bombs out. I totally forgot that this happened.
Somebody sent did it go off?
No, none of them. I don't think anyone. Was anyone hurt?
Okay, I searched Robert
De
Niro.
No one was hurt. They like found all of them right away.
Okay, I searched Robert De Niro bomb and got the intern. Okay. Come on. I actually don't know how that did at the box office.
But it's all like, it's like Biden, Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, George Soros, and then Robert De Niro.
I'm not
just
sure.
In the middle of
I guess it's because he's a critic of Trump, I'm reading, is what it was.
I think it was right after he put out that video. It's like, I want to punch him in the nose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tough guy thing. Yeah.
I think that's a real danger for the MAGA people because he would seem like a classic Republican, you know, that tough guy, whatever.
Yeah.
So sure.
But
it doesn't compute that he would be like this Hollywood liberal.
It doesn't make sense.
I completely forgot that that happened.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, I don't even remember the tough guy thing. Wow, it's just totally gone. Whatever I was going to say.
That's fine.
Oh, I was going to say something about how he moved in The Irishman, and I think that Trump would probably be fine.
Oh.
Yeah, no body doubles.
Yeah, Trump, who's very spry and quick on his feet.
Yeah.
Did you see there was a clip of Biden? He was talking, and you could hear somebody fall. It was at like a UAW.
Oh my God.
And Biden just goes, "You all right?" And he goes, "Tell the press that wasn't me," or something. And
he
like,
still got it.
Everyone like was hooting like he had won the Super Bowl.
Diamond Joe that. Biden has still got it. he looks rough.
It's crazy.
I don't think I've seen him in motion for a year.
There is no one in that yeah. house anymore.
This is FDR in 45. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, do you really need a fourth term?
I think we should. Yeah, I think we should keep running. I saw a thing where it was like the best possible choice to run against Trump was not Biden or like a Warren type, but it literally just said unnamed Democrat. It was like 8 points up.
Oh, yeah.
They always win because they don't get the full sort of negative treat. You know, the hit squads haven't been sent out.
Well, then we should be running some fucking guy. Just they some should. Guy.
I've How heard Gretchen Whitmer, the Michigan governor. That's who some people want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't England do some weird thing where you like vote for your party and then the party decides who gets to be
Yeah.
in charge?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the guy they have in now is a real shit. So I don't know how their system's working.
No, that's exactly
their
it. Like
working.
Oh,
if the
okay.
if the
you don't
party
go return to that.
I think the parliamentary system's good just because you get more than just a binary choice.
I feel
like it encourages more cooperation, so you can have, you know, just all the way to the end. of the political spectrum, and then I don't know.
I don't know enough about it.
I'll say right now, I don't know anything.
And I ain't going to learn. I'll tell you that right
but
now.
But yeah, it's all about who the party wants. Like the primary, the prime minister is the leader of the party that won the election.
Okay. It would probably be the same outcome if we had that system. We'd probably still have these two 80-year-old men.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, it would
people
be
people with decades of infighting experience. Yeah.
Oh my God. Hey, can I start?
Go
with my thing.
Yeah.
It's not a news story, but I think it very well could be. It has the makings of something earth shattering. I was at my parents' house last week for the longest time in a while. Neither of my siblings were there, so it was having the only child experience. Sleeping in my childhood bedroom, but I learned something. My mom wanted me to go to the store, and she was like, I need some grapes. And I was like, well, how? She's like, but not too many. I was like, what are you talking about? They come in bags. You can't just like take grapes. And she said, no, you can weigh them. And I was like, yeah, but they come in bags. And she's like, all you have to do is open the bag, rip out the grapes you don't want, and put them in a different bag. And it turns out that works.
Is that true?
Yeah. I was like, no way can you do that. And I went to the grocery store and I just pulled off half of the grapes from the prepackaged bag and just stuffed them in the bag of some unsuspecting rube. And it cost me less because it was fewer grapes. I had no idea.
Oh, my they weigh your produce. Yeah.
Yeah, but they come in a bag. It's big grape trying to fool
a barcoded bag.
A barcoded bag, but you do still have to, it's like you have to weigh it and, you know, you don't register it. I needed my mom to be like, you don't need to buy as many grapes as they tell you you need to buy. That's really all I got.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's it?
No, I mean,
that's
I have other
you
things,
came
I have
in
other
with?
Things written down. I have other things written down, but I didn't think that they were as good as that. I pulled up the shipwreck that
that was the A material, and now we're going
you don't have to buy as many grapes as the store wants you to, is what I'm saying.
That's incredible.
I can't believe you didn't know this.
What do you mean, Patrick? Did you know this?
I didn't know about the prepackaged grapes.
It makes sense, that you can... Did you ask someone at the store if that was okay?
I didn't ask shit. I went to a self-checkout.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. Well, where I have stolen many grapes before, so I'm not hacking it like I thought I should. But I don't know. I just thought this was... I thought this was notable because fruit is such a big part of our lives, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a fruit guy.
Patrick's a fruit guy, right? Fruit.
I'm a big fruit guy, yeah. I'm a fruit guy.
All right.
Big time.
Big time.
Also, how are supermarkets not getting robbed blind in those self-checkouts? I know that's like a hacky premise, but serious, it feels like it would make stealing just so easy.
I mean...
It definitely would, because like, you just don't put it in that stupid weighing section.
Yeah.
And take anything you want. Yeah.
Right.
That's a good point.
I don't know. I think maybe they've done the math and they save more
by not employing
on not
someone.
Having to pay employees
that makes sense.
Than they
that
do
makes
on
sense.
How much product is getting stolen.
But yeah, the thing is, whenever
there is
Yeah, you go ahead, Brian.
Oh, no. I know they allow for a certain, they call it shrink. Just
shrink?
Like how many?
Yeah, yeah.
Like 2% of our inventory is just going to go miss, you know, or whatever. So maybe that's just
be ashamed.
But yeah, labor's the biggest cost, so that makes sense. It.
But every time I go to a self-checkout, it's like, please find someone to do this, to unlock this terminal. Like, why? What are we saving? It's just one person that has to oversee them, I guess.
The most infuriating one to me is if I go somewhere and I have to like, if I'm like picking up booze for somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, oh, cool. Now I have to wait 20 extra minutes because one person works at this Costco.
Yeah. And that's the thing is like we've put all in all these self-checkout things and also completely removed anyone that could do like a checkout thing. I don't know. That is my single thing issue is they need to allow me to buy alcohol at a self-checkout.
Yeah.
Can
we can do
that?
It here, but some, yes, but
God,
someone
so
has
free.
To come over and say, and like basically use their ID. Yeah, they still need an employee, but they're still, you know, if they're running 6 or 7 self-checkouts, then that's still set. But yeah, they have to come over and look at you and make sure you're old. And then
is that really self-checkout then? God damn it.
Yeah.
Are you really living in Texas?
The one grocery store I've been to in Texas. Charlotte, you were there.
I was there, yeah. The pharmacy line was incredible.
I was just going to bring that up. That's what I wanted to talk about.
Really stuck
okay,
in
so
here.
Okay, so the grocery store is enormous, first of all. It's the size of a fucking Walmart.
H-E-B.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
is the size of a Walmart, which, look, I've seen these stores before, okay? They got a lot of stands. You can go buy stuff. You can go get food at these places. You know,
it seems like a nice enough grocery store.
We love them. They got a deli. They got, you can buy yourself maybe it's some light furniture.
Sure.
Really?
Get you some, you can get anything you want in there.
I've seen that. Okay.
But the pharmacy line, like, wrapped around the entire side of the, like,
it seemed really bad.
Like, it covered, like, an entire wall of this cavernous grocery store. It was just the pharmacy line. And it was, like, what the fuck is happening there?
I don't know.
What's going on?
No one moved in the time we were there. And we were there for a long time because all the regular lines took a while. I know it's all bigger, but they seem to have the staff of a newspaper stand running the entire place. It looked like a line from like The Last of Us in like one of the like camps where people are waiting for rations.
You know what it is? Because even if you go to CVS and there's like one CVS or two people in front of you.
Go over to Cosmetics. You can go to Cosmetics.
Yeah, yeah. If you go to CVS, there's like one or two people waiting in front of you at the pharmacy line.
You're there for half an hour.
It might take an hour.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. I've left. I've gone for medication that like I need, and I get there and I see that there's three people in front of me, and I'm like, I have something to do at 6, so I can't be here. Mm-hmm. I have to leave within the hour. And it's CVS is maybe I used to go to one, so I used to assume all CVSs were shit because the one I went to was awful. They, for one, like I would have to call about prescriptions because they have like the website stuff, which is always broken.
Yeah.
Multiple accounts, always broken. And so I would end up having to go, and there was one woman that worked there that treated me like absolute dog shit. I would wait in line, I would go up, I'm like, hey, I never got this thing, or it's supposed to be refilled, and they were like, other window. I was like,
Jesus Christ.
Like, okay. And then I went down there, and then she was there, and I was like, hi, because she's like, a moment. I was like,
my God.
All right.
Like, and you're so at the DMV.
The vibe. That was the vibe. And it's just, there's a lot of old people in my neighborhood who need a lot of medications, and they just meander through. And it's like, my son was supposed to pick up my Grazambabon and Bazine. So it sucked. And then I had like a brief moment where I got to live the good life. And I went to like this like bougie little pharmacy near Beverly Hills, and they knew my name. There was like three people that worked there, and it was a blast. And then they were like, hey, your insurance only allows for 2 months of prescriptions here. You have to go back to CVS. It was like I was sent back down from heaven.
You started crying when they told you that.
I called and I was like, why can't I go there? And they're like, oh, your insurance package only allows for CVS Caremark facilities. And I was like,
that is true.
Okay.
And yeah.
Yeah. Which is like, oh man, I love the way things work. But you can
target ones a little better.
Yeah. It's those tiers that you didn't even know existed.
Like, yes. I will say though, CVS better than Walgreens as far as vibes are concerned.
Yes, Walgreens, that's where I go, and it's also, it's equally terrible.
Yeah, it feels being in a different place.
They're all fucking awful. I don't know that CVS has a leg up on Walgreens.
I don't know.
Pretty
the Walgreens near me has I've told you about this, Patrick, some of the worst vibes I've ever encountered. There's like weird guys in the parking lot. It's cavernous and empty. It feels like it's staffed by ghosts. I just don't like it. And I didn't know this. Fun Walgreens fact for you guys. Here's another thing I can bring beside grapes. They only want to be on corners. And because they couldn't get corner real estate in New York City, they're Duane Reade's in New York City. Because a Walgreens is a corner store.
Oh, wow.
What? Yeah, apparently, like, if you, like, all Walgreens
mine's on a
are
corner.
On corners.
Mine is on a corner.
I think they are on corners.
Do you know how Walgreens started? I don't know.
No. I have no idea, Brian.
So Mr. Walgreen or Dr. Walgreen was like a pharmacist. I think this is true. I heard it in church when I was a kid. it was part of the sermon. And his whole gimmick was when they would call to get their prescription filled, he would keep them talking on the phone while one of his assistants made the delivery. So it was like, oh my God, like you're so fast. Like we're still on the phone. And like he just got super popular and then the chain started.
Everyone's favorite pharmacist. I wonder when they stopped doing that part of it.
And every time
you
I'm
get
in
treated
a wall-
like dirt.
Exactly. So every time I'm in a line waiting, I think of that and I'm like, gosh, we've really fallen from Dr. Walgreen's vision.
We used to have good things like Walgreens and the original Movie Pass. Now it's just slop. It's just slop for us piggies. I don't know. Everything's bad. I just flew a lot too, so I was treated like cargo kind of for like a whole weekend. Anyway, that's all I got. I got free stuff.
Here's something about Walgreens that just that tickles me. Apparently they changed their slogan in 2017 from "at the corner of happy and healthy" to "trusted since 1901, which who cares? There's not, no article should ever have been written about this in the first place, because who gives a shit? But I do think it's very funny. The COO of the company said, he was asked about this, the slogan change, and said, "It's a pivotal moment that signals the next phase in our transformation." The fuck?
My God. Oh,
are you talking about?
Fucking people. This is, what are you talking about? Business school weirdos. They're all like,
phase in our transformation. What are you becoming?
You just changed the slogan. My guess is they changed the slogan because they had to open a Walgreens not on a corner. And they were like, well, the brand's identity needs to shift.
this changes everything.
This is like when we get emails sometimes from
this thing that almost no one knows about,
from David Zaslav, God King of Warner Brothers Discovery.
Oh,
and it'll be like,
sure.
It'll be like, "I love our momentum. The choices we've made in this sector are more powerful than any that have ever been achieved." And it's like, sure.
Yeah, what's going
on? Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, can I get a raise? No. Okay.
Can I get a mill?
Yeah. Can I get a cool mill?
Straight up.
He's probably straight just salty up that the actors and writers got a leg up on them.
Yeah. I'd love a mill, though.
A mill would be really nice. I've solved
a lot of my problems, actually.
When did the... was "money can't buy you happiness"? Is that like a saying that existed for a long time? Or was that what the kids call a psyop? Was that a think tank that just kind of metered that out into the public? Like,
some
I feel
of the
like,
most miserable people I know are wealthy.
Yeah,
that's another like, one. Shut up.
It feels like a weird neoliberal. Like, if you're not suffering,
point,
you're not
your
living.
Fault.
Yeah, and also, is there anyone that's like truly believed that ever? Like, because money seems to make a lot of people very happy.
Well, I don't think anyone without money think that, unless it's like a choice. Like, I am going to live a very simplified life.
That's different. That's always somebody who had money and then decided to give it away.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And they
like
know
the,
that they
the
get
son
it.
Of Ford I mean, Motors. Yeah.
It's just the thing of like, yeah, but fucking medical bills, rent, all this bullshit. Like you,
insurance.
Shut up. I get what you're saying on like a level of like, yeah, you can make yourself, you can be as miserable as you want, whatever.
It's not the
like,
be all yeah, end you, all.
You're yeah. not giving yourself like a heart attack because you have to work.
Yeah, right. There had to have been some kind of like group
day,
that was like, we're going to implement the "money can't make you happy" campaign.
And, it does feel
and,
like
and we're
going to
get
it does
everywhere.
Because
like, I was thinking about that. I'm like, that doesn't seem like a little nugget of wisdom from like literature or like an old adage passed down from generations. It feels very cynical. It's like
inserted into the bloodstream.
You
somehow.
Should be happy that you're miserable because you could be more miserable if you had more money.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what's up with that.
Well, it's this idea that like being wealthy is this cross that you're bearing because you're providing so much for the rest of the world, so for everyone in your employ, you know.
Okay.
Like you're the one who's truly carrying that burden, because without you, your housekeeper wouldn't get paid, or your employees or something. It's like, I think that's the idea or something. It's something like that.
It's just stupid. I see, and everyone's so happy to just like glug it down and spit it back out. Here's Time Magazine. Stop spending money to avoid uncomfortable emotions. Hang on. I actually agree with this one. The rise of cuddly objects for anxious adults. Get a cat. Get a dog.
Yep.
I agree with
that. I saw an awesome clip. I think it was like... it got served to me on YouTube. What was it? I think it was like a Conan O'Brien thing. He's talking to like Werner Herzog. Werner Herzog is like, I think... one of the worst things humanity has... He basically says that therapy is one of the worst things humans have ever created.
Yes!
it's so awesome. He's like, you shouldn't know too much about yourself.
Oh, I know exactly. Interesting. Yeah, he said that on Fresh Air with Terry Gross. I listened to that. I know exactly what.
Oh, really? I'm pretty... Maybe this is something he's been touring.
I have a feeling that he's been probably beating this drum for a while now.
Or that, or it's like such a standout thing that everyone is like, well, I gotta ask him about the therapy thing.
Yeah. He's basically maybe, like, no, maybe that's like a legendary thing. Yeah.
Is he the one who, never mind. That was Freud. Did I take it back? I was thinking about the Irish mind. I was thinking about the Irish mind, which is a soundbite you really like, Patrick, that the Irish mind is impervious to therapy, to psychoanalysis.
Yeah.
I kind of, but that in mind, Werner Herzog grew up, like he was a baby and like his apartment building got bombed by the Allies. Like, and like shrapnel flew. Like, I don't think he was injured like physically, but like that had to be a fucked up.
Yeah, I don't think post-war Germany was a nice place.
Right, so I can kind of get how he got there. Like, no, I don't want to plumb into this. I've made it to 80. Like, I'm okay.
I'm fine. Yeah.
My mind has adapted.
Yeah,
I think therapy is good personally.
I agree. I agree. Totally.
And I think that's why I'll never be an award-winning documentarian.
You're not going to go to the lengths that he, like, he will crazily go to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's but a flesh wound. The bullet was trivial. Oh, yeah. Okay. Right, so this is a video about people buying, like, blankets and, like, pillows and things to just kind of, like, grab onto because they're anxious and having a bad time. And it's saying to stop, that you should stop spending money on stuff like that. And even highlights, like, special, like, stuffed animals for, adults with dementia. I feel like this is fine. Like it's like, oh, what? Watching TV and buying wine. It's like, it's a distraction. It's not going to make you happy. And it's like, let people just fucking buy a pillow, man.
I mean, don't
get on your high horse and be like, you're not working on yourself enough. And it's like, listen, things are really, really bad right now. And I'm going to treat myself.
I read somebody who said, and I really think this is true, that minimalism is an upper class concept.
I mean, like, yeah. From furniture like, standpoint, absolutely. Have you looked how much that shit costs?
But just all that stuff, like poor people hoard shit because you never know when you might need something, you know, or just like from a lifestyle perspective, like Jack Nicholson, like was interviewed, I think recently, or he was on Marin. And asked if he would go back to acting because he's fucking old and he hadn't been on like a movie in 13 years. He said he'd rather sit under a tree and read a book.
Oh, yeah. I mean, which you can do that.
I would love to do that. God bless him. That it does sound awesome, but and you know, probably some personal growth too. Anyway.
Yeah, maybe so. But I mean, how are you supposed to do that when you got to sit courtside at the Lakers?
When you have a maid bringing you out a lemonade every now and then, or a light sandwich.
Yeah, right.
Or literally, the only thing you need to worry about that day is reading a book.
Pruning the tree progressively so the light continues to hit your book.
Right.
I saw, I was watching a basketball game once. I don't remember the context, but they were talking about, they're like, you know, there's a possibility we could see a Lakers-Clippers finals appearance this year. And one went, man, wouldn't that be amazing? Jack Nicholson on one side, Billy Crystal on the other.
Can't write this, folks.
Wow, the legends. Yeah, the legends.
I was like, that's what you're excited about?
Just, is Billy Crystal
he's
a
the
Clippers
guy? Jack Nicholson.
I didn't know that. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
He's like their courtside guy. Which,
I mean, it's a cheaper ticket, right? It's definitely it's in his price range for sure.
How New York native Billy Crystal became a diehard, and he became a Clippers fan during the Sterling years, the Donald Sterling years, which like
when is that?
He had it for most of the time,
but he was like they called him the West Coast Donald Trump. He was like
the owner,
yes, not a player,
guy.
Yeah,
yes,
no, the fluffy bunny.
I remember this, yeah.
Yeah, the one who answered the question about like enjoying a hand job, and it was like, sir, I asked you if this was your handwriting. all time testimony.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Forced to sell, right?
Yes. Yeah, because he had some, you could say, regressive opinions about.
Oh no, I remember.
And it was like a caught on tape thing, right?
Oh yeah, he said
it was like voicemails.
He said a lot on tape, like a lot.
Yeah.
You can see, you know, he still has buildings in LA. I don't know if he owns them, but or is he dead? No, he's still alive, I think.
Is he? Okay.
Let's find out.
I think
out.
He's alive, yeah.
Yeah, he's 89, looking really good. He loves the word fabulous, was something that stood out to me. I listened to a podcast.
That's like an old school rich guy, like, because Trump also loves the word fabulous.
It's fabulous. It's fabulous.
That's that 70s, like, Studio really 54, fabulous. I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I saw someone on Twitter referred to him as a straight queen, which kind of makes a lot of sense.
Donald Sterling?
Slotted in. No, Trump.
Oh, yeah, I see that. And I think Donald
yeah.
Sterling
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, he loves entertainment and, like, you know, just, I don't know, New York. He's just like a New York-y guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's yeah. like, he's always talking about, like, hairspray and drapes. Do you see, have you seen that video where he
it's
complains
so
about.
It's so unrelatable.
Is he really?
It's so unrelatable.
There's a video of him at a rally in West Virginia speaking to minors and their families. God. And he's like, they changed hairspray. They changed hairspray because of the ozone layer. Can you believe this? I can't put the right hair. It doesn't stay up. It doesn't stay up. And they're like, woo! Or actually, even then, I think they were like, oh,
come on.
Okay. And then he'll talk about the, like, low flow toilets and washing machines. He hates that shit. And he's like, again, wash a pair of slacks. And it's like, Donald Trump, I don't think you could operate a washing machine if you were given a year.
Remember when he started making fun of, like, this was a few years ago, making fun of George Bush Sr.'s 1,000 points of light, like it was a campaign slogan. It was from 1988, and
well,
it just stuck in.
Stuff.
Yeah, he was just went off about how stupid it was during a rally.
I wish he would come back to Twitter or X or whatever. I mean, like, I just miss him tweeting about celebrities and Diet Coke and toilets. It was just
him,
like,
not being in the debates is a bad idea because he was so good in
he
those.
He was so good. He was so good, and honestly, would help the, like, left cause, because you have, like, rising stars like Vivek Ramaswamy and, like. He's kind of built that wall around Canada. Is that what he's saying? Okay, we should do that though.
Yes.
I want to go to Montreal. So after that, but he's like been positioned as like the new Trump, young Trump, and like you know, Trump doesn't want to be replaced. Let him come into the CNN debate stage and dismantle this nerd. He could ruin his career with like a two word nickname. He could call him
he would probably be pretty insensitive.
Probably more so than like Chris Christie or Ted Cruz. But
he would get an especially mean one.
Yeah, it's like loosing a.
He would call him like 7-Eleven or something.
Yes.
And he would be dead. Like,
it would
just
be,
over
would be
with.
It. It's like, Patrick, when you talk about like invasive species being controlled by releasing another unnatural predator. Like a mongoose on an island. And it's like, you know, you kind of just got to open the cage and just let him out so he can just dismantle all these people. Like, just like, oh man.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I do miss parts of those early Trump years. Cause now it's just so, it's so cynical. And like, it's just like, all right, let's get the guy in so we can do even more awful shit. Like, we don't even have the fun part anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't miss him being president or being elected. That was a pretty bad day. But
I thought you were. I thought you said you were excited.
No,
you were excited to have a businessman in charge.
I mean, I did say I wanted a deal maker, but I was really pulling for Jeb, so that was tough for me. I know he'd been out of the race for probably like 8 months at that point.
You thought maybe write-ins?
Yeah, I thought maybe.
I got something.
I would love to hear it.
Bored Apes.
Mm.
Oh, I know where you're going.
I also know. He brought this to me last
night. Yeah. So there's a convention or something in Hong Kong.
The gift
big party.
That keeps
big
on
party.
Giving.
Yeah, Ape Fest. We all tried to go to Ape Fest. Unfortunately, we couldn't afford the plane tickets to Hong Kong so last minute.
We were trying to explain that our tickets were non-fungible and the American International agents were not hearing it.
We are all ape owners, though, of course, Bored Ape
owners. Of course.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be the first to say we don't have slurp juices.
It's a three-day event. You know, by all accounts, just a regular one of these goofy bullshit NFT events. However,
the next day after the event, several people started waking up with fiery sensations in their eyes.
Oh, God.
Intense eye pain, vision problem, irritated skin. Someone
I didn't know.
Described it as like being burnt with spicy chili. But I'm using my one free New York Times article for this week or whatever on this.
Well worth it. Well worth it.
Called it 10 out of 10 pain.
That,
holy
like, who,
shit.
What the, you, and like, you can't get, but your eyes, like, you've
yeah.
got to use
so
your eyes.
It's a condition oh. called photo, what is it? Photokeratitis, also known as welder's eye. It's something welders get when they weld without wearing a mask.
You can't do that. You can't do, we can't be
you
doing
gotta
that.
You got to have that mask with the little tiny window.
They have
yeah.
ape's eye.
Yeah.
They have bored ape's eye.
Oh, shit.
So is, are they healing?
No. Yes, yes and no. I think some of them do have, like, permanent eye damage uh-huh. as a result. And it's because there were UV lights used.
Oh,
was
God.
It, like, a DJ set or something that they were?
Yeah.
I wonder who DJ, because they get actual, like, guys.
I don't know. But yeah, so they used UV lights, which you're not supposed to just like blast people with for hours, right? But obviously, you don't know it's a UV light looking at it. It just looks like a light, I'm sure. But yeah, so basically they got radiation damage to their eyes.
Oh my God.
After paying, you know, anywhere from 100,000 to a million or whatever for a fucking picture of an ape.
And they needed to have the ape to get in. These people are posting
well, of course.
Their hospital bills. And it's like,
yeah.
I like the idea of being like sliding like a QR code for their ape across the table. And it's like, what if I told you I could make you more wealthy than you could ever imagine?
Mm-hmm.
I just like, I said this on What a Show last night, but I can't believe we're still getting gold off this. Like when everything crashed, I was like, okay, it was so stupid, but it was pretty fun. There was the Oops All Turtles meetup in New York City, an article that everyone should read. There was the restaurant in Long Beach that was a complete and total dud. There is Seth Green's show. There's like alkaline waters, hard seltzers. And all of this is like still kind of like happening after the crash. You have like, you know, Gary V's and stuff, but like, I didn't think we would get such a heater this late in the game from the Bored Apes.
Yeah.
And there hasn't even been another funnier NFT to take over. Like, people will have, like, a moment, but at the end of the day, the apes are still taking over.
It's and so they, cartoonish.
And the funny thing to me is they all presented themselves as, like, all little Elon Musks. Like, just these super tech savvy, like they were in on the ground floor or something.
Yeah. And they're
and
more
we
like Musk
idiots.
Than you could imagine.
And they had their own little language and stuff. And it like, there was this weird marketing campaign, you know, it was on the Tonight Show and
yeah. Oh my God,
Jimmy Fallon and Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton and Jimmy Fallon comparing their apes is one of their eyes. I don't think show a single shred of emotion.
It is like a low point in the history of
Eminem do something with one too.
Eminem, Tony Hawk, right? Mm. He got, I don't know if he got an ape, but I think he got kind of like caught up in.
Yeah. Tony Hawk goes wherever he is led. I've noticed.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I don't think, I constantly see him like posting about shit that you're like, what the fuck is this? What are you doing? Like, oh, someone just paid you a bunch of money to be a part of this weird thing.
Right.
Got it. Okay.
Why are you into gin all of a sudden?
Okay.
I do enjoy that. Yeah. Okay. Hang on. This is crazy. So I'm looking at someone who posted the hospital bill. As far as like bills go, it's actually not crazy high, but then again, I don't know what like the dollar does in Hong Kong. It's listed for $1,300, which is too much. For something because
well,
it shouldn't
so
have
so they
happened.
Went to the doctor in Hong Kong?
It has a Mandarin on the lettering.
And it's in dollar amounts?
Yes, cash, $1,300 and 0 cents.
U.S.
That would be like 50 grand here, I'm sure.
I mean, I don't know what it gets you. It's funny that like, despite it all, they still have to use like bona fide currency. Not even like established crypto. They have to use dollars.
Yeah, of course, because nobody's taking their bullshit now.
Yeah.
This guy, Adrian Zdios, I don't know, I think it's like a Polish name, maybe. It's hard for me to read. 30 hours since woke up with severe eye burn, visited the emergency hospital. So many of my friends are still unaware they must seek medical help to make sure they end up with no damage as well. Please get your eyes checked immediately. We've most likely been exposed to experience similar to Mount Everest climbers. Snow blindness.
I hope that becomes like a permanent signifier of people who bought NFTs. Like if you're blind, or you have this UV damage.
It's 3,000 Hong Kong dollars, which works out to 380 US. So, okay, not so bad.
Not so bad.
Okay, that's reasonable.
I'm looking at their Bored Ape.
No hate to the organizers, they end it with.
Are they going to get better, though? Like, is it like, or is it just like, are your eyes going to sting like that forever?
I think you can get better from, if it is snow blindness, I think you can get better.
Okay.
But it is like burn. It's like the equivalent of looking into the sun, kind of, I think.
Yeah, which you could get them to do.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. For sure. I mean, we've all done it for like a second just to see what all the fuss is about.
Of course.
And you're like, oh, that's a
I looked at the sun
idea.
A week ago. It's a persistent primal urge.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, eclipse.
That was
I'm looking at it. I'm watching
He was
video.
Just fun. That's the problem. Like he was just fun. Like not fun, but like funny. Like he would just say them like there had been no president before who had just I don't know, was just this such a character.
Yeah, he put that kick
just
bar
like a
on
battering
ram,
like just rolling through it.
Yeah, I know.
But it's the equivalent of a guy who's like so fucking dumb, but it's hilarious because they're so confident in how dumb they are.
Yes,
that they
totally.
Like just roll through anyone. Like if someone, it doesn't matter how smart someone is. If you come up with a funny nickname and just call that to them so many times,
done.
Even other smart people are eventually going to be like, "You kind of are a doo doo head." Like it's gonna, you know, you'll catch it.
Like I'm sure some of Elizabeth Warren's colleagues have been like, "Oh, what about Pocahontas over there? Is she still?"
That's her fault. I mean, what the fuck?
Well, yes, but, that's what I mean. That's what's so funny about it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sending you guys a picture. I think that was from the corner that had the UV light.
okay.
I'm gonna let it
toilet
speak.
Thing?
The toilet thing. Yeah, I'm not gonna let.
Yeah,
I'm gonna let it
that.
Speak for itself. Is it the guy Let's on the see. Toilet though?
I don't think I saw the guy on the toilet.
It's in Discord.
Wow.
Yeah, here you go. So this is somebody who's currently experiencing welder's eye,
mm-hmm.
and he's got his pants off in what amounts to basically one of those Instagram photo kind of scam experiences.
Oh, okay. I thought he was working. Yeah, totally. He's working on it. He's thinking like, that's my new profile photo.
He's like, this is going to be so funny. And now it's the saddest. It's like Gift of the Magi. He can't even see it because he's got snow blindness.
I saw some videos of Ape Fest and the video is impossible to watch. It's the most irritating.
I've got to watch it now.
It kind of looked like a seizure inducing, like flashing lights and very like super close ups on like hands holding phones. And then it pulls, and it looks like it's this big festival. And then it pulls back, and it's like, oh, that's not that many people.
Yeah, it's like a shoot where you have to tile people for crowd scenes.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of looked like maybe it was on a dock, a shipping dock somewhere.
Ape Fest. There's still a guy that hits.
Let me see.
The blue check replies are pretty funny. Someone who replies to a burn to the retina just says, antibiotics?
What?
They're like
blue check reply thing is crazy. You would not think that it would be so real.
It's realer than ever.
It's like surely some of these people are normal, and it's like no. Not the ones commenting on anything.
There it is. Okay, still floating from the energy of Ape Fest 22.
This video though.
Okay,
is
I
like,
saw one woman. It's so many dudes. It's so
it's
many
all men.
Dudes.
Yeah.
I saw
men.
One woman.
Yeah.
I wonder what her story is.
I mean, there are a few, yeah, but.
Oh, this is cool.
What a shame. You think you're going to have the best weekend of your life at Ape Fest.
Right. This is their, God, what's the Insane Clown Posse one?
Oh, Jug-
oh,
ju-
um, Gathering of the Jugglers. Yeah, in Ohio.
This is their gathering.
Totally.
They had the Roots? That's what I'm talking about. Why were the Roots there?
It's that Jimmy Fallon connection.
Oh, you're right.
Because the Roots gave them a... I'm sure they gave the Roots a shitload.
Philadelphia's own. And yeah. What do you think they paid them in?
I mean, the guys putting it on have all the money from selling this stupid bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, they won out. Massive. They won out, yeah. Snoop and Eminem were also there at Ape Fest.
Of course.
Yeah. I wonder if they had any eye damage.
I mean, I can only hope not. It would be a shame for this to be the way it happened. Snoop's always got the sunglasses, so maybe he does. Maybe he... Or didn't. Maybe he had UV protection.
Yeah, could be.
Maybe they told
the celebrities not to look at the lights.
Yeah, they knew. Hey, you're cool. Don't come to Ape Fest tomorrow. I wanted to buy a Snoop Dogg California Red for my sister's bridal shower because I genuinely think it's a good red blend, and it took everything in my power to not do that. I had to fight hard against my natural... Because I felt like I had to be serious for once in my life. I am the maid of honor, after all.
It's a good wine, though, isn't it?
It's a great wine.
I don't think it's a joke.
I know, but it is a good wine. But it's a wine with Snoop Dogg on the front.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't think I could pull it off. Maybe I'm too weak. I don't know. Oh, God. Brian... Please tell me you have something that's not about apes.
No, I've got a curveball. So this is it's funny. It's like I like seeing streamers or sort of middle tier personalities just try something with the internet, try to tease the internet, with a thirst trap or something. And then it just goes completely in another direction. It didn't go how they expected. So,
sure.
This just has made me laugh for the last 48 hours. So, hold on. I'll put it in here after I set the stage. So this is Syra. She is a mid-tier streamer, I would describe her. Okay. Totally respectable. Syra, S-A-I-R-A, Spooks. And so let's see how many subs we got on the Twitch, if y'all need to be worried.
Okay.
Yeah, for
decent followings on Twitter. Okay, here's her Twitch. 47,000 followers on Twitch, so whatever.
There you go.
That's pretty good.
It's great.
Not bad at all. So she posted a thing. They said announced that a new live action Legend of Zelda is coming out. She posted a picture of herself, a little kind of, thirst trap a bit. She's in a little negligee and put it up against somebody. And I'll put it in the in the chat.
I'm curious where this is headed.
Well, let me put this after. Uh-huh. And, she posted a little picture of herself by, I guess, Zelda and said, okay, but be delusional with me for a moment. Uh-huh. Suggesting I would make a great Zelda.
Okay.
Which is fine. Nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
Yep. But it's the internet. No, I'm going to post it.
Okay, got it. I just don't want to miss
it. Because I want to get y'all's honest reaction. She has a Palestinian flag in her bio, by the way, and I believe is from the Middle East. So then someone responded after this thirst trap, what if they cast an Israeli in Link? That type of Romeo and Juliet romance would be fire.
Oh, what the fuck?
Okay, I'm clicking.
That type
of Romeo and Juliet romance would be fire. It's loading because X is just completely busted. I hate that I call it X. Okay,
and then she responds saying, and then her larger, that was a screen cap. And then she responds to that saying, oh, I hate the internet, actually. And it's I get it, but you are kind of you're also on the internet. It was just a funny, and everyone's that's disgusting, profoundly cursed reply. And it is, but you're sort of setting yourself up for the haters to come in.
This comment is wild. What if they casted a Israelian?
That's right, Israeli.
Israelian Link.
That Romeo and Juliet type of romance would be fire.
They don't even have a romance.
I've seen such a fundamental, willful lack of understanding over this shit. That is. I wish I could.
It's
hear
wrong
the thought
on
process.
So many levels. Yeah, they're not together canonically. Why bring Israel yeah, into what? This?
Jesus. Like,
it's just so internet in that it's just a blender of everything happening right now.
Yeah.
What if they casted a Israelian Link? They're probably like, I'm being so progressive right now.
I know, or just, I can't tell if they're trolling or.
I think
it's
are.
Honestly just someone who can only like conceive of things in like connection to media or something. I don't
yes.
know.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I'm, okay. Hold on. I'm going. Okay. Okay. I went to the person's profile and they've got, all kinds of stuff going on. They're like most.
And I'm only calling her out because she's kind of a public figure. She has 192,000. I mean, there's, you know. Oh, she does. Yeah. There's a lot. Her pinned tweet is of her crying. So she's one of those.
Okay.
Now, what does that mean?
You know, the people who just post pictures of themselves crying just literally for attention. Like, come on.
I feel like we should be kind to
her.
Oh,
it's a game. It's because she liked a game. Okay. I'm come fine. On, this
Brian.
Is just streamer.
Leave
it is
her
regular
alone.
Streamer
Leave
stuff,
her alone.
Brian.
Look, all right,
hey,
all
look,
right.
No, I wouldn't. Am I going to cry over a game? No.
Yes.
But this is fair. She's just it's fine.
Heavensward. I don't know. As someone who has gotten strange replies, I gotta go with her on this one. She went with the easy dunk. Massive respect. She's a queen.
I don't hate her. Like, I'm not mad at her. It's just funny. Like, I'm sorry. I just like the reply. I love how the internet just makes everything so inappropriate
awful.
Immediately. Yeah. So like, I'm not siding with the person who did it. I'm just like, you're on the internet. This is what happens.
Yeah. It is. This one just, it does go a little beyond what you could even expect.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't say anything about being, you know, if she is Palestinian, she doesn't even mention that.
That's true.
There's some assuming
going on.
It's a tweet of a Miyamoto, quote tweet of Miyamoto's tweet, and then a side by side picture of like a thirst trap, which can I say just say cool, and then Zelda, cool. Is that Zelda?
Yeah,
from a game.
I don't know who that Zelda character is.
I don't think
is.
That's
no
Zelda.
Idea.
That's
maybe,
not Zelda. I'm not really sure who that is. Anyway, but like nowhere once is the active genocide mentioned. And this
right,
person's
just
like,
yeah.
What if? And bear with
what
me.
If we,
what if
we got Israel involved in this?
I've been thinking on something.
I had an idea.
I've been cooking on something.
Hey.
Hey, what if they casted an Israelian Link?
I do love, I don't love it, but I kind of love it. Just the internet's ability to come up with the worst response to everything. Like the absolute worse. Mm-hmm. There's something like this happened like, I don't know, last year they were interviewing some, she had been like a POW of like ISIS or something. And like, so, you know, a bad experience, and they had a picture of her, and the top response on Twitter was, why is she low key serving though? Why is she low key serving?
She is low key serving right now. She's giving. I mean, no one's saying she's not.
And it could not have been less of the point. But the thing is, they were right. She was low-key serving in the photo. They like her hair was kind of whipped around over the shoulder. She was kind of making eyes at the camera. Like,
I think we should. I want a full fan cast from the replier.
This guy.
Yeah. I want to know.
Yes.
Yeah,
great point.
That's what the internet's great with is you go from point A to point C, maybe F,
But it's like lowercase c with like a one next to it. You know, it's like you've been through the alphabet a few times already.
Right. And what do you go when you see their profile? What do you see when you go to their profile? It's retweeting to win an Xbox and also retweets OnlyFans. Of OnlyFans. Yes, OnlyFans. Content of creators. This is so
funny. And then like really, really angry at very specific streamers.
Yes.
Yes.
Like arguing and
there's a dad equivalent to that. It's all the retweets to win and stuff like that. But he's just he's angrily tweeting at his college football team's head coach.
Yeah.
The rest of the time and posting and things then like they just didn't want it tonight.
Every once in a while, there's a slippery thumb and you see like a porn star in there.
Yeah. Oh, the best.
Oops.
Yep.
I will say she does have a lot of plushes behind her, and I don't think Time Magazine would be happy to see that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's because she's not saving her money. She's spending it for emotional relief. And you can't be doing that.
No.
You can't be doing that. Don't buy that Eevee. Put it in a Roth IRA.
Wouldn't that be more fun?
Wouldn't that be a blast?
Look at that number.
Hey, wouldn't that be so fun? Cool. All right. I don't have anything.
Let's get the hell out of here.
I don't got anything more.
We forgot to even intro the show, but this has been Having Fun Online. I've been Brian.
I'm Charlotte.
You cut right in front of
me. Oh, yes, I did.
You snake. I'm Patrick.
Patrick? You have a podcast. Yeah,
rolling. Keep rolling, rolling.
You have another podcast.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hands what? Up my hands, Dan.
I don't know. T for T. Trash for trash.
What about it?
It's a podcast that people can go listen to. I'm helping you plug. It's a plug assist.
And you have a music, you have a band.
I have a band.
You play guitar now. That was the big twist, right?
I'm playing guitar for one song.
This is for people who also watched
What a Show the night before recording.
November 8th, 2023.
Yeah, we did have this conversation because I have some of the same things to plug. When does this episode come out? Next week?
Next Tuesday?
I think by this time I'll have announced my next single.
Or no, does this come out?
Comes out on Tuesday, yeah. Next Tuesday.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. I should have planned to have announced, and maybe this is the announcement, another single coming out on December 1st. It is called Good at First Dates. It's a banger. It's very good, I think. And I'm very happy it's finally coming out.
Keep an eye out for 50 first dates.
No, but I am trying to get on the reboot of the musical of the reboot. But yeah, it's going to be, I'll have a pre-save link maybe once we get to an episode
Spotify.
Closer to it. But it's coming.
Bandcamp?
Follow my Spotify, Mom's Home. Yeah, it'll be coming out on Bandcamp Friday. I'm on my hustle. I'm on my grind set. Mm-hmm. Let me be delusional for a second.
Yeah, come on.
I could be Link. Maybe what if they casted a transgenderian Link? that's what I got.
Transgenderian. let's see, what's coming up? I'm getting a colonoscopy tomorrow, so I'm drinking all fluids.
At time of recording, today. So
keep an eye out.
I am.
For that.
Yeah.
Yep. Got to hit the Dulcolax after this.
Dude, I had to do the liquid diet after my surgery, and it sucked shit.
I feel high right now for sure. Like I am not in my right mind. South Austin Comedy Show is November 27th, but I don't know. The last one, if you take out the comics and like the staff, I think we got four people coming. So
I mean, that's the good thing. You have the other comics. It's like unattended concerts or shows. The other bands may watch you. Maybe.
I've definitely been to so many comedy shows where it's only other comics in attendance and their loved ones.
They're good laughers?
Yeah, we're gonna, not really.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
I mean, it was one of those where the comics just sort of, at one point, the headliner was just on the couch commenting on the Rangers game on the TV.
Yeah.
So, you know, good. It was one of those train wrecky things. But yeah, with that in mind, come out November 27th, 7:30 p.m. at the Far Out Lounge. If they haven't canceled the show by that point. But yeah, that's all I got to plug.
Do we want to end with one voicemail or do we want to just get out of here? I realized we did the plugs and I forgot that I had this stuff pulled up.
I should go.
You should go. Okay, well,
I
folks,
probably should.
We
too,
will get to it. You will hear the responses a month after you left the message, but good things come to those who don't have money.
Keep leaving voicemails.
Keep leaving them. Yeah, I mean, we keep getting them. We keep getting them. Good stuff on the horizon. Okay, so thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.